Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hi.
Yeah, I was reaching out to let you know that we did receive the authorization, which means that you are eligible to begin working for Tyrica Williams, Takira Williams.
Yeah, Takira.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just had one question. I was waiting for Allison to hold on 1 second, please. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, I was waiting for Allison to give me a call back, but it's fine that you called me back and let me know. But I was never discussed like a rate because I think she was saying that she had to wait and see how many hours she got approved for. So I don't know how many hours. I don't even know the rate, and I don't know how to like how y'all clock in, and I don't know any of that.
Yeah, so that's what we're gonna go through now. Okay.
Okay.
So the hours are approved for 31 hours a week, okay? And that's effective today, all right? Now, as far as the rate goes, for that amount of hours, the starting rate is $13.50.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I mean, I guess I'll have to be.
Yeah, no, it's eligible to change after you work for some time. You can go up to 14, okay?
Okay.
And let me take a look over here. All right,
she only gets 31 hours?
Yeah, that's how much the insurance decided. Now, if you want to change that or she needs more hours, then I would suggest you reach out to the nurse care manager, Erica, immediately and give an appeal for the additional hours, okay? If you want, I can send you her information. You that?
Yes, please do, because the point the when the Ms. Riggs, I think she worked for Keystone. Yeah, when
That's
she
right.
came out, she told me that she would get like 50 something hours a week.
Uh huh. Yeah, so then you should definitely reach out to her, yeah. All right. I'm going to send you her contact information, her phone number, and email via email, okay?
Okay.
So you'll get that in a couple minutes, okay? And I'm also going to send you some payroll information just so you have an idea of how it works. The week starts on Sunday. It starts on Monday, I'm sorry, and it ends on Sunday, okay? So that's when you put in your 31 hours.
So Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday, 7-day week period.
Monday through Sunday. Okay, Monday through Sunday.
Uh-huh. And Friday is payday. So every Friday, you get paid for the previous week that you worked. That means today, obviously, you're not getting paid, but next Friday, you'll get paid for today, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay. Now, for right now, how do you want to divide the hours? You want to work weekdays and weekends or just weekdays?
Well, let me do it real quick so I can see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask her too, like how she wanted. So it's 31 hours a week, and if you divide it by 7, she only getting 4 hours a day.
Yeah. So you don't have to work all 7. Maybe do 5 hours a day, and then one day you'll work 6.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just do it four hours a day. That's fine.
Okay. So 4 hours a day. That makes 28, so then you'd have to work a little extra.
Okay, so 29, 30, 31. Okay, so a couple of days, I guess I'll just do like five hours maybe, and then 4 hours the other days.
Okay, so I just want to write this down here. You can obviously change it if something happens, you know, you have an appointment or something, but we like to have the schedule written down. So what time are you able to clock in?
9 o'clock,
because
that's the time she gets up.
Okay, so that's 9 to 1. That makes 4 hours. So do 9 to 1, 4.
And then some days I'll do the 9 to 2.
Okay. So can I have the days that you'll do 9 to 2?
Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Tuesday through Thursday. Okay. Rest of the week is 9 to 1. Okay, great. So we're going to have that down for the temporary schedule. If anything changes, then you can obviously let me know. Your coordinator, actually, your coordinator, her name is Alyssa. She'll reach out to you sometime today and teach you how to clock in and out. Now for today's shift, since it's obviously after 9 o'clock, you'll fill out a timesheet that you'll also get via email. This timesheet's basically just a form where you'll write what time you worked from, and you'll sign, and you'll have the patient sign, and then you'll click submit on the bottom. It's an online form, and we'll get it, and we'll take care of it. Okay?
Okay.
Now the timesheet is due by Monday. Just have that in mind.
Okay.
It's always due Monday for the previous week. Okay. All right,
okay,
so you should be good to
go. I work today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then, okay, so one more question. Now, being as though today is the end of the week, do I work, like, do I still make it for 31 for these 3 days?
So that is depending on how the insurance gave the hours, because sometimes they only give partial amount of hours if the authorization starts at the end of the week. So for now, keep to your schedule. If anything changes, I'll let you know.
Okay. Right. So on the time slip that I get, I just put 5 today, 5 tomorrow, and 5 Sunday?
Yes, you can do that. Okay. You can do that. Uh-huh. And then starting Monday, you'll do the your usual schedule. Okay?
Okay.
It'll be a new week. All right, so, and once you feel comfortable with clocking in and out, you'll be able to use that system. That's obviously the preferred method of documenting your time. All right. Okay, so you should be good
and
to go. I'm going to send you contact information for Alyssa as well, so you can save that in your phone, and you'll know who will be reaching out to you later today.
Okay, so Alyssa, you'll send me that, and you'll send me that by email or?
Yes, it'll all be via email. So it'll be two emails. One will include all the information we just discussed, and then another one will give you your login credentials to ExcelForce. Now, ExcelForce is the website that we use where you can see your pay stubs every week. So they usually come in on Thursday, and you can just, you know, keep track of all your paperwork there. It'll also have your W-2s there at the end of the year.
Okay, ExcelForce. And you'll send me the person who talk to about her hours. You'll send me their number
too? Yes, Erica.
And what's her name?
Her name is Erica. She is from Keystone, and she's your service coordinator.
Wait, is Erica Riggs, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm assuming she's
the one
who came over and did the
assessment. Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, she was the one that came out. So I don't understand why she only gave her 31 hours.
Sometimes they discuss it with the insurance or a supervisor, and they decide based off that. But I would suggest that you speak with her sooner rather than later, and to be able to change that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.